May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 697. O thou lovely, loving Saviour, bless us with a solemn frame. Teach us now, henceforth and ever, to adore thy matchless name. Give us, blessed Jesus, give us a sweet glimpse of thy sweet face. From all carking care relieve us, fill us with thy boundless grace. Hymn 697.
together from the most holy word of God, again from the Gospel according to John, but the 14th chapter. John's Gospel, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you for ever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, thou hast spared us each to the Sabbath evening, and thou hast gathered us into thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. We've not been cut off as our sins deserve, and we're still upon praying ground. The door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Or perhaps by the blessed Spirit, there's been that wrought even in the earlier part of the day. And 'tis by the power of the Spirit, for it is thy work, and thy work alone, brought one to feel his need, brought to feel his wretched sinner, he's welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And so, Lord, what a mercy if it should have been this day. There's now one, there's a beggar poor at mercy's door. Beggar poor. One that's been brought to smite upon their breast. Yes, perhaps never done it before. But now, convinced of their sin. Convinced of their sin. And the blessed Spirit has led them, even to look unto Christ. Look unto one that has done all things well. That one that has accomplished the law and satisfied it. Nothing left undone. And that great catalogue, that great account that stands against them is now cancelled by his righteousness, his death and his merits and his precious blood. Nothing more to pay. Oh, what a mercy. Oh, if it has been so even this day. Lord, perhaps there's one. Yes, thou hast wrought mightily upon that wind that bloweth where it listeth. But it's that effectual work of the Spirit that cannot be stalled or brought to nothing. Ah, it is I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? O Lord, do then look down upon us each in mercy. And ah, Lord, as we felt upon our spirit even this morning, ah, we're each upon the brink of eternity. Ah, eternity with all its years that can never be numbered. For there is no number that would ever touch that vast years that lie ahead. But oh, so vast it is. It is a tremendous sound to a sinner doomed to die. And so, Lord, convince each of their sin. And lead them to a precious Christ whereby, as they are brought to realize they have no continuing city here, but they seek that which is to come. There is that blessed promise. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I'd have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come again, I shall receive unto myself that where I am, there ye may be also. But oh, what a blessed favour is it not? To a poor sinner here below, to be led and brought into the sweet knowledge of that when time shall be no more, when time shall be no more, there is that prepared dwelling, in the heavens above, in that place where sorrow and sighing shall flee away, and Sabbaths have no end, or where, to be found then amongst the redeemed of the Lord, those that are now round the throne of God in heaven, singing the worthy praise of the Lamb, that we might be found amongst them. Then will it not be then loudest of the crowd I'll sing? Oh, when we shall truly sing then, and may it be each one's portion in time, that we may be found in that place, that happy place, singing those worthy praises. We can sing a song of praise here below, but there's even sin mixed with that. There's sin mixed with all we do. Everything is stained and dyed. Oh, Lord, but then will we not be freed from that body of sin? Then truly we shall praise as we ought. Then it will be so. Then loudest of the crowd I'll sing. And it'll be that song of praise. That song of praise. And so, Lord, do remember us each, we plead. Leave none to be found wanting, or to come short in that day. But it might be, blessed be thy holy name if it were to be so. We'll plead for it. It might be found each of us as a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And so, Lord, do remember each one as thou dost look upon the heart, and thou knowest all the desire. And if there are those without any desire, O Lord, do yet put forth thy mighty hand. Arrest them in their mad career. Yes, they may be found in thy courts. But was it not with some of us? With shame we confess it. How we sat in thy courts, and yet our heart was far from thee. How we went in our thoughts pursuing those things of time. And even the lust of the flesh. And satisfying those lusts there and the pride of life. But that time came when thou didst quicken, when thy word went forth, and it was that arrow that entered in between the joints and the marrow, that sword of that entered in, sharper than a two-edged sword thy word was. It was like the nail in a sure place. And so, Lord, if there are such even here, even this night, do yet put forth thy mighty hand. bring them to that place low at thy feet, begging for mercy. Lord, do remember each one once again. We think upon the very young, the babes in arms, and those growing up. Lord, remember them in this dark and evil day. Do put thy tender fear in their heart, we plead, whilst young in years. O Lord, leave them not to themselves. O leave them not to themselves. Lord, we read in thy word, and thou didst speak it, O Lord. Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Perhaps as one be made tender, and yet the old adversary says, but you are but a young child. The Lord will not hear you. But may it please thee, grant them that encouragement to call upon thee in their day of trouble. Grant them that encouragement so to do then, and suffer them to come unto thee. Encourage them so to do, to come unto thee, and to pour out their hearts before thee. And so, Lord, do remember the young. Remember the rising race as they go on into life, and they begin to have to go into the world and those occupations. And Lord, watch over them, we plead. Keep them in the hour of temptation. Oh, keep them close to thee. Leave them not to wander. But Lord, keep them close by thy maidens. Oh, Lord, we plead for them. There are many temptations, many distractions, many allurements in this day in which we live. Oh, Lord, do keep them, we plead. Keep them in that tender heart, tender heart and mind and conscience. No, Lord, if they come into contact with those that would seek to cause them to fall. Lord, it was so with oneself. We can remember it now, but Lord, keep them. Keep them safe. Keep them from the adversary. No, Lord, as we had to prove in oneself, even that very last moment, as it were, our feet were upon that slippery slope. We felt our feet were being drawn into that miry clay. But didst thou not put forth thy hand? We knew not how in any other way, but it was by thy almighty power. That is, pluck us out of that place. That is, pluck us out of that place. Oh, we can picture it in our mind's eye now as we walked home, but plucked out of that place. Kept by the power of God. So, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Go before them. Undertake for them. Manage all. Lord, they have those things they seek for, look forward to. Oh, rightly so. But in them to cast their cares upon thee, to seek thy face in all things. May they prove that thou art one who is able to supply all their needs according to thy riches in glory. Remember the families, with the ever-growing family and all the bills and concerns that goes with it. Lord, may they prove the gold and silver thine, the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Perhaps at times they wonder how they make ends meet, as it were. They're brought into a great strait in a moment. Lord, thou art a God of providence. Thou art, and have not some of us proved in our pathways. And thou didst grant wonderful deliverances. Wonderful deliverances. Thou art the same yesterday, today and forever. So, Lord, do undertake for them. Supply all their needs. Grant those encouragements. Grant them those encouragements in these days in which we live. As they pour out their hearts and make their cases known before thee, that thou truly art one upon whom help is laid. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. Lord, remember those that bear the heat and burden of the day. or whether it is the housewife mother in the home, whether it is one in the workplace, one in the business, one in their studies, Lord, thou knowest. Those things that perhaps have to be returned to on the morrow. Great mountains are before them, great difficulties and trials. But oh, may they prove the God of all comfort. Poor sinner had to prove it in the past week, the God of all comfort. Lord, may they also prove likewise, thou art the God of all comfort, the God of all grace. Lord, do then undertake for them, go before them. Ah, may they prove that thou hast gone before them. Thou hast gone before them. Thou art able to make all those mountains flow down at thy presence. Ah, those mountains, thou art able to make them small. And those dark places light, those rough places plain. Lord, undertake for them. Lord, we plead for them. Have we not proved, and in this poor sin, as we said, we proved it. May they prove it also. Lord, remember then, once again, those in the even time of life. Lord, we would bear them before thee. There are those we know of here and there. Ah, they feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Heart and flesh do begin to fail. Their faculties are diminished. But, oh, Lord, do be pleased to bring to their remembrance all the words and all the ways, so thou hast spoken unto them, the words thou hast spoken, all the ways which hast led them these years in the wilderness. May it please thee, like David of old, in the midst of it all, they in having to encourage themselves in the Lord their God. Now to say, he who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through, and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. Ah, they may have been able to raise that stone of Ebenezer once again. That stone of Ebenezer, Lord, undertake for them. May their last days be their best days. Lord, remember any in affliction. Lord, there are the afflicted ones. Ah, any here. But throughout the hills of Zion, Lord, we plead for them. Put forth thy healing hand, if it could be thy will. Bless all the means that are used. Grant wisdom to those that have their cases in hand. Lord, direct their minds. Oh, direct their minds as they, the medical men and women that have their cases in hand. Direct their minds, O Lord. Ah, they may give that right decision and make those right decisions. And Lord, those means that are decided upon, Lord, do bless them, we plead. Own and bless them. Lord, that might be that perfect healing. Lord, we think upon those that are afflicted, but Lord, remember those that look on. Loved ones that look on, perhaps parents, partners in life. Lord, they look on and perhaps feel helpless. And they even wonder where the scene will end. And they wonder how they will be held up in that trying hour, such as it feels to be at times, nearly overwhelms them. Lord, be also their comforter. That one, proving that thou art that God of all comfort. That God of all comfort. And so, Lord, remember each one we plead and sanctify the path. Sweeten all the pain. May they yet prove amongst us all things. Yes, I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And in these things, these afflictions and difficulties, Lord, they may prove it is sent for a purpose. They may yet be brought to that place and say, I was good, I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. So, Lord, remember that we plead. Once again, we pray for those that have a special case. a special case. Lord, thou knowest there are those that have those special cases. Lord, remember them. Perhaps they feel they're very alone in their case. But oh, may it please you, draw near. Make one with them. Make one with them. And from time to time, when by the Comforter thou dost speak unto them, their heart burns within them. And that sweet realization, they're not alone. They're not alone. And so, Lord, do remember such, we plead. And once again, remember us as churches and peoples throughout this land. Lord, where thy word is faithfully preached. Oh, Lord, we are minished and brought low. How few attend the solemn feast. Men are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Ah, as we journeyed here, even on the past day, there are many we see upon the road, even on the Lord's Day as we journeyed even at a great Yeldham this afternoon, how many are upon the road. They're going hither and thither, but all thy courts are forsaken. Thy day is desecrated. Thy word is trodden underfoot. It's counted as naught. O Lord, do strengthen those things which remain. Those things which are ready to die. But oh, what a mercy it is where two or three gather together in thy name. Thou hast promised to be in the midst. And so, Lord, where there are those twos and the threes that gather, oh, may they prove continually. Yes, they may be looked upon by those round about and the world sneers. Laughs them to scorn, but may they prove from time to time, may it please you every time, as they gather even in the sight of the world, that thou dost make one in the midst, and thou dost bless them. And they come away, yes, with those blessings of the Lord which make rich and he addeth no sorrow to them. They fed upon those dainties that the world knows nothing of. They feasted upon wines upon the lees well refined, fat things, wines upon the lees well refined. And know those times and scenes when it's come and dine. Their strength is decayed and there's that feast prepared for them. They are invited in, and they go into thy courts, and the Lord makes one with them, and draws near and eats with them, breaks the bread of life, and they're satisfied with thy goodness. And so they go on their way rejoicing, rejoicing in their Lord. And so, Lord, remember those that gather together, twos and the threes, but each one of the gatherings of thy people, and amongst us here this night, and any other gatherings in the evening hour, Lord, do be with thy servant, we plead. And that which has been attended to in the earlier parts of the day, may it please us own and bless it. May we have wrought in Zion, that may yet redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name shall have all the praise. But Lord, thy servants that go forth to labour in the evening hour, grant them that strength sufficient. Lord, we feel that weariness of mind and body. Those also that hear, yes, we've laboured in the week, have we not, for the meat which perisheth. And with that labouring comes tiredness and weariness. But, Lord, hold us up and lift us above the weakness of our flesh. Lift us above these inferior things of the earth and set our hearts and minds upon those things which are heavenly. And so, Lord, draw us above these things. We may, just for a moment, see a precious Christ through the lattice of the gospel. That we may, even this night, like that one, perhaps it's been that one, saw ye him whom my soul loveth. They long to lay hold of thee again. They've inquired of the watchman. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth. And the little obtained from the watchman. Maybe this day in thy cause is a little tamer from the watchman. They go home. And that time when that has drawn near, then I found him. Then I found him whom my soul my soul loveth. Ah, and there's that laying hold upon thee by faith, precious faith. O Lord, do then remember us now, we plead. Bless us each together, send none empty away. May thy word go forth with power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thought upon it this morning. Ah, in that day of Pentecost. Oh, what was wrought there that day. Wonders. Ah, those wonders were wrought there. And it is left on record for us. And ah, yes, what a mercy it is, even in our day. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let us work mighty wonders still. So, Lord, if it could please thee, do work mighty wonders, even in our midst, might we have that wrought in the heart of one or another. Oh, we're brought to close even this morning. As we believe we mentioned even the Ethiopian eunuch. There was that wrought in him. See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And so, dear Philip, and the influence and the power of the Spirit, preach unto him Christ, as I believe he opened up to him and to his understanding by the Spirit, he was enabled so to do that blessed chapter of the sufferings of Christ as recorded in Isaiah chapter 53. And so, Lord, bless such a one, even in thy courts, we plead, even here, and amongst the hills of Zion, they may be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit revealed to them such things as were revealed to the Ethiopian eunuch. What a mercy. Sinners saved by grace, redeemed from the hand of the enemy, brought into that sweet liberty of the gospel. That sweet liberty of the gospel. His bands were loose, were they not? Loose him, loose her, and let them go. So, Lord, we plead now, grant that help. Grant that help. To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We plead then for that help. That help even now. We might truly have been able to break the bread of life. Lord, the work is thine, the power is thine. We are but the instrument in thy hands. And what a poor instrument we feel to be. No, Lord, by the power of the Spirit, thou art able to overcome all my imperfections, those natural imperfections which would mar it, bring everything to naught. So, Lord, work by thy power, we plead. We plead then for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 380. O Jesus, thou fountain of grace, enlighten, enliven my heart, and show the sweet smiles of thy face, and from me bid evil depart. Pronounce, I am thine, a sinner once purchased by blood, and may I forever recline on the bosom of Jesus, my Lord. Hymn 380.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That's the Spirit of truth. The Blessed Spirit. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 16. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And oh, as we try then to speak this morning concerning the work of the Spirit, and that which is wrought in a poor sinner's heart, that new birth, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And so there must be that new birth. With that new birth comes new and living desires. Pantings after Christ and his righteousness. With that new birth, as the Spirit takes up that abode in the heart, takes up that abode. That's a new birth. And when that Spirit takes up that abode, he'll never leave. We know that each child of God, there is that upon them, even when they were yet dead. There is that hand that is upon them for good. There we prove that we know it when we look back. When we were unable to look back and trace out our pathway when we were yet dead. We can say, with one, can we not, preserved and kept in Jesus when our feet made haste to hell. And so it was. There was that unseen hand upon us for good. And sometimes we can look back to those times and seasons when we were preserved from that which would have taken away our life, when we were in unregeneracy still. But there is that time, that appointed time, that shall come with each one of the Lord's people, where they are born again, born of the Spirit. And the Blessed Spirit takes that up abode, works in their heart mightily that good thing, that desire after Christ and his righteousness. And what a mercy it is. We read in the chapter, concerning that comforter. There is a promise of the comforter. And what a mercy. Some of us we prove and are is a great blessing indeed. That as we go on through life from that day, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. Trust, some of us approved these words, that peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The peace that the world gives unto you is not a lasting peace, but when there's that peace which by the Spirit is imparted unto you, through the precious word as it's sealed upon your heart in the midst of a trouble. It's a peace which as we said, the world knows nothing of. And we knew nothing of when we were yet dead. But now under grace, what a great favour it is to know from time to time a little of that peace of God imparted unto you, sealed upon your heart by the Holy Spirit. Yes, we're brought into troubles, many troubles, trials and difficulties of the way. But not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. So we may have those troubles. We may be troubled. But it's not that trouble as the world knows, where they find at times there is no comfort. No one to comfort them. And oh, how solemn an end they're brought to. But the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Oh, not leave you comfortless. That comfort then, which we trust, and even oneself, even in this past week, that comfort whereby we prove, do we not, as the Spirit takes up that abode in your heart and mine, at times we know not how to pray, we're brought into such straits, but all, as we read in the 8th chapter of Romans, concerning this blessed Spirit, and the fruits of the Spirit, and that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, I believe, when there's that wrought in them, that spirit of grace and supplications. For by nature, yes, as we said this morning, I believe, we have many prayers when we're outside of the secret. There were formal prayers, but they came just from the lip, not from the heart. But when you hear a child of God, and perhaps you've heard it sometimes at the prayer meetings, and you see the fruit of the Spirit, you hear it in their prayers. There is a wrought in them. And it so accords with your spirit also, and your hearts are knit together. You can come like Ruth and Naomi, whereby Ruth said, "Thy God shall be my God, and thy people my people." So we read, do we not, in Romans chapter 8, concerning the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, the blessed Spirit. It can't seem to come much further than that today, but it seems have been so upon my mind in the past week, the blessed Spirit that helpeth you and me in the midst of our troubles, helpeth in our infirmities when we're brought to those spots and places, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are up unto thee, that looking alone unto, looking up, oh, look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from God. Who is that God? The God that made the heavens and the earth. The great God. I know we referred, I believe, did we not, to that chapter? Perhaps we didn't, but I got muddled up sometimes with what we may have spoken at Great Yeldon this afternoon. But that chapter in Isaiah concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And those titles and offices there, and you approve that also. You approve as Isaiah recorded there, that one wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, that one whose increase of his government and peace shall be no end. Is a blessing, you approve it so. You approve it all the days of your life. And you that are just going on out into life and perhaps has been wrought in your heart. Oh, what a mercy if you prove it in your younger years. You approve it all the days of your life. That one that will never fail you. Never fail you. But when the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, when the Spirit helps you in your infirmities, enables you to pour out your heart before the Lord, gives you that to speak, and sometimes it's not always that to speak, but you groan before the Lord, but the Spirit knows. The Spirit knows, by the Spirit, through those groanings, what a mercy, that great high priest that sitteth on the right hand of the Father, he knows those groans. He knows those fallings of the tear, the upward glancing of the eye, the burden of a sigh. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But oh, the blessed Spirit, the one that searcheth the hearts and knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God, but all the Spirit. The Comforter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, lead you in that way, guide you in the way, undertake for you, manage all, by the way, unto the end. You may say, how can you so speak? But all in this past, well, a little while, and especially in this past week, it seemed, yes, what a mercy it is we hear that still small voice. And how we have to be careful we don't quench the Spirit. Yes, that still small voice is not that great rushing mighty wind. That still small voice, that wind that bloweth where it bloweth where it listeth. So in this week I felt, didn't know how it could go on any longer at times. It caused me such a burden and a crying unto the Lord. The Lord drew forth those cries and those groans before him. When it seemed, I felt completely broken down under what I felt, and how I felt, and those fears and foes of every shape and form that seemed to arise in the way. Or as I went off, even one day, so troubled in spirit, well, not sure it was before I went off, but all this, and those before I went off that morning. But all this word came to my mind, and it's by the Spirit, and so we speak as we trust, we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life. The blessed Spirit drew near. Yes, it was before I rose. Now I come to remember it rightly. It was before I rose in the morning, laying upon the bed, bowed down with those cares and trials that seemed to oppress me. It seemed to be such a heavy weight upon my shoulders. The words came to my mind, that they're the God of all comfort. The God of all comfort. Quench not the Spirit. If the Lord by the Spirit has spoken a few words into your mind, into your heart, go and look it up. Go and look it up as enabled. As it was with this poor sinner, I went to look up those words. Such was that burden I felt. I longed to see where these words were. The God of all comfort and the God of all comfort. Well, where do we find them? Well, I found them in the second epistle of Corinthians and in the first chapter. Well, in that verse it begins, does it not? Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And those comforts, they are given and made known to the Lord's trembling worm Jacobs by the blessed Spirit. As he takes a word and seals upon your heart, as I read down that chapter, and so it did my soul good. And the next verse reads, who comforteth us in all our tribulation? In all our tribulation, not some of them, all our tribulation. And by that time, as I read that, even that line there, I began to feel a lifting up of my spirit. The Lord was with me in the way. I know, well, the Lord's servants are brought into paths that they may also, as the verse goes on, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. May it please the Lord so to do even this night. The Lord knows your path. The Lord knew mine. The Lord knew mine. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. And so he does. And oh, as I read down that chapter, and the apostle, he had tasted of it also. He had tasted of it also. And as I read down, I got to that eighth verse. Pressed out of measure. Perhaps you feel pressed out of measure also. Above strength, yes, you're brought to that place. No strength, ready to faint and die in the way. Pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Perhaps it feels like that. It felt like that to me for a while in the past week. Ah, the Lord knows your path then, as the Lord knew mine. Ah, may he bring such a portion into your, sealed upon your heart by the Spirit. It must be by the Spirit. But if it's sealed on your heart by the Spirit, it will be power. And it'll have an effect. And what will be that effect? A little of that peace of God. It'll bring about a little of that peace of God which passeth all understanding. It passeth all understanding. And oh, as I then went to my labours even in that day. Ah, as the day went on, I felt a little more of that peace of God. As the Lord drew near again. And so it comes to me in my soul. But oh, whereas in the beginning of the day I felt pressed out of measure. Above strength, yes, I wondered how I could cope with anything more. I wondered how I could go on in the way. But ah, the Lord knew. So the Lord knows your case also, poor sinner. And by the Spirit. The Spirit of truth, draws near, speaks a word. Speaks a word, speak the word only. Has that been your longing desire? You're brought into trouble. Speak the word only. When he does speak, then it's by the Spirit, the Comforter. And the word is sealed upon your heart and is meat and drink. It will lift up your weak hands and confirm your feeble knees. Oh, it will do. It will lift up your weak hands and confirm your feeble knees. Whereas at one time you felt ready to faint. Ah, perhaps you can come like the prophet of old. Oh, he knew what that was also, did he not? He laid himself down and requested he might die. Such was that weariness he felt. But the Lord didn't leave him comfortless. Sent his angel unto him there. What was that prepared for him? There was a feast prepared, was it not? And that to drink. Arise and eat. For the journey is too great for thee. Ah, he does draw near. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So I trust I proved, even in the week, rise and eat. The journey is too great for thee. Ah, he knows, poor sinner, what you labour under, the trials you labour under. You feel bowed down like that woman that had that infirmity, she couldn't lift herself up. But as the Lord lifted her up, he's able to lift you up also. When he does lift up, there will be that song of praise. I trust for a little while, even this week, known those songs of praise. I, my dear one, I believe the Spirit moves our dear ones, do they not? Does he not? And even the line of the hymn was brought to, she quoted it to me on that morning, or the morning before. Well, what do we read in that hymn, 1102? Hymn 1102, why those fears? Why those fears? Behold, 'tis Jesus. Holds the helm and guides the ship. Spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through the deep to the regions where the mourners cease to weep. But when the Lord then draws near, we can then come with the hymn writer there, and we can spread our sails. Yet until that time, those fears prevent us from spreading our sails. We know not which way we're going. Tossed and turned then on those trials, those sea storms in the upon the sea of life. Why those fears? Behold, 'tis Jesus holds the helm. He does hold the helm, and by the Holy Ghost, he enables you to go, yes, perhaps walk in ways you've not been heretofore. There's a new path is before you, and you fear that path. You fear that path, the pathway has been turned upside down in a moment, and that which you thought was settled and steady and going on in a smooth way, now is brought to nothing. But why those fears? And so those fears come. Rise up and take hold upon us. And especially when we're brought in those times, the old adversary. He's not far away. He's at your right hand to resist you. So he comes. It's like that storm against a wall. You wonder where the scene will end. Those fears. Perhaps some say, well, I don't have any fears. But I can't come there. I feel to be full of fears. Those fears that seem to lay me low and keep me in that low place. But why those fears? Behold, 'tis Jesus holds a helm and guides a ship. Spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through the deep to the regions where the mourners cease to weep. So I said, my dear one quoted that hymn to me, and it was also that word in season, that great help. It's by the comforter, so it may be by him you come into the courts of the Lord, and the hymn that's given out. The hymn that's given out comes right where you are, melts your heart. Melts your heart, and you weep to his praise and to his glory. Yes, where there was weeping perhaps before because of the trial of the way, but now you weep to his praise. Found as a mixture of weeping in this week, weeping over the pathway, but also weeping to his praise. Weeping to his praise. I say that chapter in Corinthians, I was brought eventually to weep to his praise. By the Spirit, I will not leave you comfortless. And so the Lord, when the Lord takes a poor sinner in hand, all through their life, that pathway of life, they will prove that pilot in each storm. Jesus, that one that holds the helm and guides the ship. And spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through the deep. Render by his safe protection. Been so thus far, is it not? Yes, rendered safe by his protection. But can we not come also with that hymn writer there? Led by him. It's been so up till now, is it not? And hath he not said, I'll never leave thee, and the comforter will not leave. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Led by him we brave the ocean. Each tumultuous storm defy. Calm amidst tempestuous motion. Knowing that the Lord is nigh, waves obey him. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Waves obey him. Dear Peter, oh, he proved it, so did he not. What faith he had one moment and next when he saw the waves boisterous and the tossings of the waves, oh, he began to sink. Sometimes we prove those times when the Lord has so favoured us, we've been lifted up and measure of faith in exercise. And yet, how soon when a storm comes, we look around, we lose sight of Christ and we begin to sink. Lord, save me or I perish. The cause of the cry, does it not? The Lord didn't leave Peter, did he not? Put forth his hand and he calmed the sea. He calmed the sea. Ah, oh, peace I leave with you. My peace. Ah, oh, my peace. Is that not what you want? I feel it's what I want and I trust I've had it in measure. But I shall want more. I feel I shall need more. Ah, yes, in the midst of troubles and trials and difficulties of the way. Ah, as we perhaps look forward and we begin to wonder. And ah, the old adversary stirs up such thoughts. It'll come to this. It'll come to that. Or this will happen, then that will happen. So when we're enabled, when the Spirit so is enables to spread the sails, we're enabled to say, "Thy will be done." We fall into his hands. Fall into his hands, and oh, when the Lord so broke through with that word, as I said, I went off to labour and I felt even that day, even those troubles and trials, I could bless the Lord for them. I could bless the Lord for them. I felt, ah, oh, there was a blessing of the Lord in it. Yes, those things which naturally we don't like troubles, we don't like storms, but ah, oh, when the comforter draws near, we can bless the Lord for them. In the midst of it all, we can say, he is precious. He is precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. That word, it came to my mind also. Ah, yes, the trial of your faith. Yes, we may walk for a season in heaviness, through manifold temptations. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yes, we see him not, but by the Spirit, Christ is revealed. Christ, ah, whose precious is revealed in the midst of it all. As that one, ah, that good shepherd and bishop of his sheep, a bishop of your souls, the shepherd of his sheep, leading you forth by that right way. It may seem to you be the wrong way, such as your natural feelings in it, the wrong way. But lead you forth by that right way. You might go to a city of habitation whose builder and maker is God, but all the Holy Ghost are revealing these things. And Christ in the midst of it all is revealed to you. Ah, in the midst of it all is that lamb without spot, the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Ah, and when I thought upon it again a little earlier, it came to my mind even concerning what a mercy. Ah, there is this one, ah, revealed to a poor sinner. Revealed to a poor sinner in the midst of his troubles. Christ revealed to them. Well, what a mercy we read, do we not, in Hebrews chapter 2. Wherefore, is a mercy, is it not? Wherefore, in all things, it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. The verse before that in chapter 2 in Hebrews, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able, blessed be his holy name, he is able to succour them that are tempted. He's able to succour a poor sinner in his pathway. He's able to succour them, encourage them in the way, enable them to go on, spread the sails and catch the breezes sent to waft us through the deep. Those things that the Lord has permitted to come. He's permitted them to come. Like dear Job of old, they were permitted to come, were they not? The Lord permitted those things to come into his path. But they were for a reason. It may seem contrary at the time to him, but his latter end was better than his beginning. And so those things are, the Lord brings into your path and mine. But when the Comforter reveals these things to you, that they're not in anger, they're in covenant love. They're those things which are all things that work together for good. To them that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose. That man says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Ah, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Ah, like it was with those two upon the Emmaus road, you'll prove it like so. Ah, they walked together, did they not? Perhaps you walk in a path, you're sad at the moment. The sorrows of the way compass you about. You know not what the outcome will be. But oh, what a mercy it should be. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. As I said unto oneself, quench not the spirit. If there's ever been that word dropped into your heart, go and look it up. It might lead you on to that which does your soul good. Grants you that encouragement. Lifts up, strengthens, encourages you in the way, and you're able to go on. You're able to say, thy will be done. Lead me forth by the right way. Take me in hand and lead me. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And what a mercy it is when from time to time, my mind goes back to a few years ago now, when those troubles came then, before I went forth into the ministry. And what troubles seemed to arise, and mountains, and dark places. But the Lord drew near unto this poor sinner. And by the Spirit, the Lord's servant was able to enter into those ways, and those words had brought to my remembrance all the way that the Lord had led me these years in the wilderness, and all the words he had spoken unto me. It did my soul good. I went into the courts of the Lord that night, bowed down, but came out with a song of praise. The trouble hadn't ended. There were still those things to be undertaken. But proving that friend that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity. The friend that loveth as the time has gone. That friend that loveth at all times. A brother born for adversity. So by the Spirit, the Spirit is able to bring to your remembrance all the way, all the things. Those words he has spoken unto you. I may have said this before, but I remember one night, the old adversary so tried and troubled me so. And I wondered what the outcome would be, such was the darkness of the night. But the blessed Spirit. And it can be in a moment of time brought to my remembrance all the words. All the words that he'd spoken unto me. And what a refreshing. What a refreshing. It was a form in the latter rain upon the dry ground. It was a dew upon the branch. It's a dew upon the bride. It calls out reviving. We see it when the rain comes upon the parched earth. When by the Spirit brings your remembrances like that former and latter rain in this season, it calls us springing forth. It calls us springing forth. And you do go on your way rejoicing. Ah, may it please the Lord then. Seal this truth upon your heart. Even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, but the Comforter. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Abide with you forever. It's a mercy, isn't it? A great mercy, a great favour. Unmerited is it? It is, isn't it? We are unworthy of the least of his mercies. But he's down there, bound up in the covenant of mercy, that covenant love. I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Ah, we come doing aught like the hymn writer. We prove our rebelliousness. But ah, in the midst of all these things, rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. And that of his love, eternal love, and the comfort of the comforter. Never leave. Oh, never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Oh, and as those disciples and those various ones on that day of Pentecost proved it there. And the power of it, prove it also in measure. The power of the Holy Spirit, even in our day. As I said, even this poor sin in the past week, the power of the Spirit, the blessed Comforter. It knows one to go on. It knows one to go on. It was so with oneself. And so as we are been brought him to such a place, ah, may it please the Lord, then by these things, may be a help unto another. Oh, as the Spirit then brought the apostle into such troubles and trials and difficulties in his way. But there he's unable to testify. Who comforteth in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Our hope and our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of sufferings, so shall ye be also. Blessed be his holy name. Ah, those that are partakers of those sufferings and trials, so shall ye be also. Of the consolation. Ah, those blessed consolations. Brought into your heart and sealed there by the Holy Spirit. Those consolations. The word of his grace. Ah, the word of his grace. That comes right where you are. Have you not known it in time past? Yes, perhaps in a very deep trouble. The Lord appeared. It was, ah. You could only say it was the Lord. No man could have done it. No man could have done it. But the Lord spake. It was a voice of the Lord. And it came with power. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £665, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Philip Hare will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Warboys next Lord's Day. And God willing, he will address the Sunday School in the afternoon, and we hope to hold a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn number 160. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Hymn 160.
dear Lord, do be pleased to bless our poor remarks even this night. But Lord, thou knowest. Ah, thou knowest how we felt in the week and how we were led along. Ah, we trust proving a little of that measure of the fullness of thy grace, which is over and above all our felt need, which more than suffices enables us to go on, that which flows forth from beneath the throne of God and the Lamb. Ah, that river of grace. Ah, and also that fountain open for all sin and uncleanness. There, no shortage, no lack to a poor sinner in his need as a sinner, but also, in the pathway of life. O Lord, do then satisfy us each with thy goodness and of that fullness of thy grace. Oh, and as a hymn writer put it, a fullness resides in Jesus our head that ever abides to answer our need. Lord, pardon and forgive anything thou hast heard and seen amiss. Remember us each in the days to come. Lord, thou knowest. Perhaps much trembling, fearfulness and afraid. But the blessed Comforter, who is able to comfort. And so, Lord, comfort such, we plead. Thou knowest the pathways. They're hidden from us, but not from thee. And so, Lord, remember each one, we plead. And now take us to our homes and our abodes, even this night, in peace and safety. Remember us each in the days to come. Go before, undertake and manage all, by the way and to the end. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.